Well, over our Together at 10 services over this year, we've been thinking about different characteristics or qualities of God. Has it started? The next one? Yes, there we are, the qualities of God. Think about different qualities of God, different characteristics, sometimes called the attributes of God. And we've thought about how God is unchanging. God doesn't change at all. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We've been thinking about God being all-powerful, and that word omnipotent. Omni means all or every, and potent means power, powerful. God is all-powerful. We thought last time how God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. God knows everything about everything. And today, we're thinking about God being omnipotent. Present. That means God is everywhere, all of the time. I wonder if you ever wished that you could be in two places at one time. I guess we get to feel that quite a lot, don't we, with different things going on. What if you were invited to a birthday party at your best friend's house, but at the same time, on the same day, you're also invited by grandma to go to Drusilla's zoo? Oh, no. Ah, you know, it'd be nice, wouldn't it, if you could split yourself into two people and be in two places at the same time. But there's only one of you. And you are limited in that you can only be in one place at one time. I wonder if any of you have ever played the game Twister. You know the game Twister? You've got different coloured pads and you've got that dial and you spin it and it says put your right hand on the left circle, put your, you know, you spin it again, it says put your left foot on a blue circle, and you gradually sort of get all twisted up. And it gets to the point where you simply cannot be in more than one place at a time and you fall over. Because you can't get your hand here and your foot there or whatever. We can't be in more than one place at a time. But you know, God is different to you and me. God doesn't have a body. He is invisible. But God, the Bible says, is everywhere all the time. I wonder if you noticed that from our first reading that we looked up in our sword drill. Psalm 139 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens," that means if I go right up into the sky, right into the stars and the distant galaxies, "if I go there, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, if I go to the deepest part of the ocean," he says, "you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." You see, God is fully present everywhere, all the time. And it's not that part of God is in Australia and another part of God is, you know, in England. As if God is everywhere all the time in that he's just so big. Part of him is over there. You know, there's a hand over there and there's a foot of God. No, it's not like that. It's not just God is big so that he's everywhere. No, God is present everywhere all the time in his fullness. He's fully present right on the edges of the universe, and he's fully present in the deepest parts of the sea. He's fully present in Horam. He's fully present in Perth, Australia. Everywhere, all the time. And that's what the word omnipresence means. Omni means all or every, and present, well, that means being near, doesn't it? So God is always, everywhere, near in his fullness, all the time. That's just so hard to imagine, isn't it? Because God is so different from us in this respect. Just like we saw with Robin at the beginning, being pulled in four different ways, it just leads us to frustration. Do you know how many people are in the world, approximately? Do you know, I thought your hand would go up first, Elijah. How many people are there in the world, approximately, do you think?
8 billion.
8 billion, you're absolutely right. There's almost 8 billion people in the world. 8 billion people. That's lots of zeros and a whole lot of people. And you know, because God is omnipresent, it means that God can be near to every single person all at the same time, wherever they are. If God was like us, the 7 billion people of the world would have to form a massive queue to get near to God, wouldn't they? How long would it take you to... I mean, most people would never even get to see God. If you think about how long the queue was for the Queen's funeral, just to walk past the coffin, they didn't even say anything, they just walked past. To get a moment with God so he could hear you, most people would never, ever get to see him, Scarlett. They'd be like a stranger. They wouldn't know him. But the wonderful thing is that because God can be near to everyone all the time, it means we can get to speak to him. He listens to us. He is there for us. Well, there's two things I want you to take away from this morning, from the fact that God is omnipresent, that he's everywhere in his fullness all the time. The first thing is that we need to be aware of this. This week, I want you to go into this week, every moment of every day, thinking that God is here with me. Be aware that God is here with you. Now, on one level, that knowledge of the omnipresence of God is a worrying thing. It's a worrying thing on one level. Why? Well, because it means that God sees everything I do. He never misses any moment from my life or your life. Proverbs 15 that we looked at earlier says, "The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good." So that means that, you know, if you take a biscuit from the biscuit barrel when your mum told you not to, she might not see it, but God does, because he's with us all the time. And knowing God is everywhere all the time can make us want to run and hide from him because of our sin. But if God is everywhere all the time, it means we can never hide from God. There's no cupboard I can go into and crawl into where God will not see me. There's no place in the universe where God can run, where we can run to, where God is not still there, right by our side, seeing all we do. Because God is everywhere, we can never hide from him. And as we knew or realised last time, when we realised that God knows everything, it means if we're just silent, it doesn't mean that somehow God isn't inside us and can't see what's in our hearts and thoughts. No, he can. He even knows the very next word that's going to come on my lips before it comes out. You see, God is even within us to see what we're really like. And that can be a worrying thing. It can make people want to hide from God, but they can't. You know, the wonderful thing is that even though God knows exactly what we're like, he doesn't want us to try and hide from him. Instead, he wants us to run to him. He wants us to run to him for forgiveness. A bit like if your mum and dad catches you doing something naughty. You want to run into their arms and say sorry, because you know that they love you. Well, so it is with God. He sees our sin and he wants to turn to him for forgiveness. That's why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus even before we did anything wrong, because he knew we needed forgiveness. And so as you go into this week, go around knowing that God is with you. And when you do something wrong, don't try and cover it up, but speak to God about it. He's seen it. Say sorry, ask for his forgiveness. But also, God's omnipresence should also help keep us from sin, keep us from doing wrong things. You see, would you do some of the things that you do if you knew somebody, if you knew that one of your very close friends was there with you, next to you all the time? Would you say some of the things you say if you knew someone very close to you was with you all the time? Would you look at some of the things on television or on the internet or whatever? Or behave in certain ways if you knew someone you knew well was with you? I think we'd live very different lives, wouldn't we? And yet, you know, the God of the universe, because he is omnipresent, he's always by our sides. And being aware of that should help keep us from sins that we struggle with. So this week, going to this week, being aware that God is with you all the time. Let it cause you to say sorry when you do wrong, and let his presence help you, keep you from doing wrong. So that's the first thing. Be aware. But the second thing is God's omnipresence should mean we should be assured. We should be greatly assured and encouraged. You see, if God is everywhere all the time, it means that we are never alone. We are never alone. It means that whatever you face in your life, you have your loving God right there beside you every step that you take. He's with you when you're on your own in the playground, and perhaps nobody wants to play with you. He's there when you are scared, when you are anxious, when you're worried about your finances, when you are ill, when you feel exhausted. He's right there beside you in his fullness. That verse from Hebrews 13, verse 5, where God says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Isn't that glorious? Knowing someone is with you in life is such a great comfort. Just having a friend with you at certain times, not even saying anything, just their presence is so wonderful, isn't it? So wonderful. And yet we don't have just somebody with us all the time. We have God, the maker of heaven and earth. And because God is with us, it means he instantly hears us when we speak to him. His omnipresence means all his help is close by and available every millisecond of every day for everyone who calls upon him. And that's what God wants you and me to do. He wants us to call on him and to turn to him. Think of your best friend. Maybe it's a friend at school. Maybe it's a friend at work. Maybe it's a neighbour. Could be a member of the family. Just someone who you just love to be with all the time. You know, if it's your friend at school, why is it that you run to see them in the playground? It's because you want to be with them. You run to them, don't you? Why do you want to go for a coffee with one of your great friends and just sit and chat? Well, it's because you want to be with them. Why do you run to your mum or dad when they pick you up after school and jump all over them? It's because you know they love you and you love them and you want to be near them. Well, you know, God loves you and me so much too. And he wants to be near you and me all the time. So God wants us too to run to him. To run to him, our Heavenly Father, so that we're never alone. Do you know, not even in the darkest valley that you face in your life will you be alone. Because God promises, God who is our good shepherd promises to lead us through every dark valley that we face. And the darkest valley we will all face in life will one day be death itself. But if you know God as your shepherd king, if you're someone who's been in relationship with him through Jesus all your life, and you know his presence with you, when the time comes for you to die, God will be with you, keeping you, protecting you, leading you. And he'll never let you go. And he will walk with you through death itself and lead you to his eternal home, where you will continue to be in his presence forever and ever. When God says, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," he doesn't mean up until the point of death. He means beyond death. He means, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
DJ?
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast
is lovely. It's lovely. Thank you for telling me that. But you know what? Even better than Beauty and the Beast is God, who's with us all the time, everywhere, forever and ever. Amen.